Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we tear through the documents, you know, the press releases, all the background material.
Right.
And we try to give you the essential connections and, well, some of the surprising facts. We really cut through the noise so you can be instantly well-informed.
And today we're looking at a really fascinating alignment. It's this unique intersection where formalized private land management meets a very high-impact youth charity.
Yeah, we're doing a deep dive into the recent partnership between the American Hunting Lease Association, we'll call them AHLA, and the Ketree Dream Foundation.
It's like a great topic.
Our mission today is to figure out not just what they announced, but, you know, how this unique partnership actually works structurally.
And that's the key, right? Because Ketree Dream CEO, Dr. Marty Brunson, he called it a perfect fit relationship.
Exactly. But we want to know why. Why is a business that's all about liability insurance and, like, per acre pricing, the perfect partner for a charity built on hope? We are going to unpack that financial and legal infrastructure that makes this kind of profound philanthropy even possible.
Okay, so let's start with the emotional core of this, the Ketree Dream Foundation. For anyone who's not familiar, this is a national charitable nonprofit 501c3 foundation. And their focus is, well, it's deeply specific.
And that focus is so key here, isn't it? I mean, they're not just granting general wishes or, you know, sending kids on vacation.
Not at all.
They are providing once-in-a-lifetime dream hunting and fishing trips. They are tapping directly into a very specific outdoor culture.
Precisely. And they serve children age 18 and younger right across the United States and Canada who are suffering from life-threatening illnesses.
Wow.
But the outcome they're looking for, it's more than just a memorable trip. Their materials really stress that the true goal is instilling this message of encouragement and hope.
For the children and their families, right?
Yeah.
During what has to be just the most difficult time of their lives.
Exactly. And the mechanism for that is powerful. It's about exposing the children to, and I'm quoting here, outdoors-minded people who care.
That phrase alone is like a whole mission statement. It relies completely on the goodwill and, I imagine, the expertise of a whole community.
It does. They are leveraging this deep network of hunters, fishers, and landowners. And in this whole context, the AHLA support is specifically to help enhance these adventures.
So AHLA joining their Dreammaker Club isn't just a donation. It's structural support.
That's it. It's a huge deal because it signals stability, access, and legal security.
Okay, that sets the stage perfectly for the charitable side. But, you know, these high-impact trips, they can't just run on goodwill.
No way.
Accessing private land, especially for these kinds of, you know, specialized activities with vulnerable kids, that has to require some serious legal structure. Protection. Is that where AHLA comes in?
That is exactly where AHLA steps in. They were founded back in 2010 with a pretty singular mission.
Which was?
To serve the hunting lease industry. To educate landowners and hunters on the benefits of a properly executed hunting lease.
So they exist to formalize what used to be like a handshake deal.
A handshake deal that for decades dominated how people got access to land. Yeah.
And their core belief really explains why they line up so well with conservation ethics. AHLA holds that the hunter-landowner relationship is the key.
The key to what, exactly?
The key to preserving quality hunting habitat and making sure hunters can get on that property safely, legally. It's a philosophy that's, you know, rooted in stewardship but enabled by structure.
And you see that structure in their tangible offerings. For instance, they give away a lot of free resources.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, things like lease agreement templates, educational tools, all to encourage people to formalize things right away. They're trying to raise the professional standard for the whole industry.
But the real engine of AHLA, that's their primary business, right? It's protecting.
It is. They offer what they market as the most affordable and extensive hunting liability insurance policies on the market. This is the mechanism. This is what funds the organization and gives that vital security to its members.
And critically, to organizations like Ketree Dream.
Right. And the types of insurance they offer, I mean, it really shows how hyper-specific this industry is. They're not just selling general casualty coverage.
No, they're offering specialized products. I saw things like hunting lease insurance, guides and outfitters insurance, and even vacant land insurance.
Which means they are experts in assessing and mitigating the specific risks that come with recreational land use.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting for you, our listener, because we have to focus on the economic structure here. The sources mention this almost clinical granularity in their pricing. policies where the annual price could be as low as, what, 14 or 24 cents per acre?
Right. And they even specify that if a group is covering more than 7 landowners, you have to call their office for special pricing.
It's so detailed. But that low, low price point isn't just a sales pitch, is it? It's their core strategy.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. A general insurance company would really struggle to offer coverage that specific at that price. They just don't have the deep targeted risk pool.
So HLA's model is built on standardizing the risk across the entire industry.
Exactly. By getting everyone to use a formal contract, they drastically lower the risk exposure per acre, which makes the insurance hyper-affordable.
So that tiny detail, the 14 cents an acre, that's the strategic key.
That's it.
That's the mechanism that pulls landowners out of that informal, high-risk, handshake economy and into a structured, low-risk, insured environment. And this widespread formalization means habitat is better managed and, crucially, land becomes accessible.
Precisely. That hyper-affordable structure is the whole reason HLA has been so successful in formalizing land access. It lets them fulfill their educational mission while keeping a stable financial base.
And without it?
Without that mechanism, the entire hunting lease market would be stuck with these outdated agreements, high liability exposure. It would probably freeze up access to the very lands that Catch a Dream needs.
So that distinction moving from a high-risk, informal market to a low-risk, formalized one, that is the analytical payoff. Okay. So now let's connect the dots. How does this business model, built on liability and legal clarity, translate into the charitable value that makes it a perfect fit?
Well, the connection lies in that shared commitment to land access and conservation ethics, but it's all underpinned by that liability protection.
Right.
Catch a Dream needs huge access to safe, well-managed lands for these high-stakes trips. AHLA provides the very infrastructure that certifies and protects that access.
Let's look at the CEO's quotes through that lens then. AHLA's CEO, Doug Saunders, he said that their members understand the important role that outdoor experiences have played in all of our lives.
It's a statement of gratitude, really.
It is, a sense of privilege.
And that gratitude translates into real support that aligns with their business. Their members, the landowners paying for that cheap insurance, are inherently supporting conservation and safety.
So by leveraging this huge existing insured network, Catch a Dream can drastically reduce its own liability and logistical headaches.
Yes, especially when you're organizing these really difficult trips for sick children. That's a huge burden lifted.
Meanwhile, Dr. Brunson from Catch a Dream, he said the relationship is a perfect fit, specifically because of AHLA's American landowner base and their concept of fulfillment in the outdoors.
He's reinforcing that the people who use AHLA services are the exact kind of stewards that Catch a Dream trusts with their mission.
It's a reciprocal relationship.
Totally. AHLA supports a charity whose mission reinforces the value of outdoor experiences, the very experiences AHLA is dedicated to protecting and formalizing.
And you can see it in AHLA's own interests. I looked at their blog categories. Things like conservation, land management, predator management, and safety.
So they see insured access as intrinsically linked to the holistic health of the land. They are, in a way, monetizing responsible land stewardship.
So the overall analysis here, it seems to be that this partnership is just a clear example of how formalized private sector infrastructure,
you know, the structured insured world of hunting leases.
Right. How that could be successfully leveraged to support this high stakes, charitable access to the outdoors. It stabilizes the whole platform that the philanthropy needs to happen safely.
The ability for a charity to just tap into a massive network of professionally insured and formalized land is invaluable. It's the difference between relying on, you know, sporadic donations of time and relying on a structured system of safe, documented, and protected access.
Exactly. So for you, the learner, the key takeaways are these dual missions. AHLA provides the critical legal protection and education that formalizes access to land.
And Catch a Dream translates that structured access into profound hope, creating these unforgettable outdoor experiences for kids who desperately need it.
The most remarkable thing for me, though, is the quiet revolution that an organization like AHLA represents.
How so?
Well, the very existence of an organization providing these highly formalized contracts and liability insurance priced by the acre, it underscores a massive shift.
Ah, yeah. The days of simple handshakes governing land access are clearly over.
They're being replaced by this legal and economic framework that, you know, it aims to provide security for everyone involved.
It's a sign of the times.
It is, and it raises a really important question for all of us to consider, especially as the U.S. and Canada continue to develop. How essential have legal protection and structured access become to the modern outdoor experience?
And what does the economic viability of this kind of formalized, low-cost insurance say about the future of conservation, recreation, and philanthropic land use moving forward?
It's definitely something to mull over as you think about who truly holds the keys to the outdoors.